From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. No deal yet for Iran. Negotiators trying to hammer out an agreement on Iran's nuclear program say they are not yet ready to finalize an accord. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign affairs head.
We're moving forward. We're not there yet, but we're moving forward. So it's going rather well.
Officials from Iran and five Western nations are holding talks in Vienna seeking to persuade Iran to limit its nuclear development in exchange for a lifting of sanctions. The International Monetary Fund says Greece's financial plight is even worse than it first thought. The IMF is blaming the leftist government of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras for the situation. The Prime Minister is calling for a no vote in Sunday's referendum on whether Greece should accept the bailout conditions set by international creditors. The outcome of the vote could determine whether Greece stays in the eurozone. The British oil company BP agreed Thursday to pay $18.7 billion to settle the damage claims from the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. In an agreement reached with the U.S. Justice Department and five Gulf Coast U.S. states, BP said it would pay about $1 billion a year over the next 18 years. Don Gates is a Florida state senator.
This is the most substantial and largest agreement settling environmental claims that we know of, and according to the Department of Justice, the largest that there's ever been.
Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed nearly 150 people in attacks in northeastern Nigeria. In the worst attack, officials say 97 people were killed in the town of Kukuwa near Lake Chad Wednesday evening. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 223,000 jobs in June. The unemployment rate fell 0.2% to 5.3%. That's the lowest jobless rate since 2008, but officials say the rate fell partly because more than 400,000 people gave up their job search and are therefore no longer counted as unemployed. Afghanistan has lodged an official complaint with Pakistan over a border skirmish this week between security forces along their shared border. The incident could imperil a recent thaw in bilateral relations. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The border clash occurred this past Tuesday in the remote Angur Adda region, leaving one Afghan guard dead and another wounded. Pakistani officials have confirmed two of their soldiers were wounded. Kabul alleges Pakistani forces were building new facilities close to the border in violation of mutual agreements, provoking Afghan forces to intervene and open fire. Speaking to reporters in Islamabad, Pakistan's Foreign Ministry spokesman Qazi Khalilullah dismissed allegations that the construction activity was unauthorized and said Pakistani forces only responded to the Afghan aggression. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A monitoring group reports that China has nearly completed a military-length runway on one of the artificial islands it has built in the disputed South China Sea. The Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative says China continues to pave and mark the 3,000-meter airstrip, which analysts say is capable of accommodating any plane in China's air fleet. The group says additional military facilities, including two helipads, up to 10 satellite communications antennas, and a possible radar tower are also being built on the Fiery Cross Reef. Philippine officials say at least 36 people are dead and dozens are missing after a ferry capsized in the central part of the country. The Kim Nirvana was carrying 189 people on Thursday when officials say it went down only a kilometer from the shore in Ormoc City on the island of Leyte. The Coast Guard says at least 127 people have been rescued. Six United Nations peacekeepers were killed and five wounded in an attack in Mali's northern desert. A statement by the UN peacekeeping force in Mali, MINUSA, says the convoy was attacked Thursday morning in an area about 45 kilometers southwest of the city of Timbuktu. The force says the wounded are being evacuated and reinforcements are being sent to the site. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.